Om Shanti. And today's topic is how to become Bap Saman Karmatit stage. How to achieve Bap Saman. How Brahma Baba has achieved Karmatit stage. What he has done. Because always Baba is telling, follow father. It is observed, if you want to achieve something, some good stage, you have to do something. Without doing, we cannot achieve anything. Sometimes we do effort, but we cannot see the result. That's why it is said, what to be done? If you want to achieve perfect stage, a systematic effort is important. Sometimes day and night we work hard. That is what Baba was telling today. To conquer Maya, what is necessary? Just remember Baba. But how to remember? So a systematic effort is necessary. So what is that system? Because the whole world is telling nowadays, meditation means activate your consciousness, connect with the Supreme Consciousness. But how to activate? What to activate? The system techniques are necessary. Otherwise, we have great love for Baba. Baba is telling, 100% we are having love for Baba. Love is not everything. Why we love Him? Knowledgeful love is accurate. Just love, it is blind faith. Why we love Him? The knowledgeful love is very important. So here Baba has given knowledge. Understanding power is given. Why we love Him? Why we have to remember Him? Because physically if we are ill, we go to physician. Because doctors are not for all. Unless I realize I am physically ill, a pain I cannot tolerate, I want some solution, then I search for doctors. Unless I realize I am physically ill, I never go to a doctor. Here also, first realization is very important. Why I have to remember Supreme Father? Knowledge is necessary. If I want to remember Him, who will remember? Who is I? First, I have to understand myself. That is called, I have to realize. Who is I am? What is I am? And why I want to remember Him? That's why always Baba is telling, realize yourself as a soul. When I realize I am a soul, then I suddenly remember, yes, I am son of that Almighty. One who is always pure. One who is always ocean of knowledge. Who is having all the powers. I am son of that Father. When I realize and I see myself, oh, at present, I am not that what I was. Then I realize, yes, there is some spiritual defects in me. Nowadays, we can show by science, through science, we can show the physical disease. Suppose somebody is suffering from cancer. Even 1, 2, 3 years, he never feel any pain, any sorrow. How you can prove him? Science has developed. By X-ray, we can show him. See. Then he realizes. And he is ready for treatment, to take medicine. Here also, I have to realize why I have to remember him. What type of disease I am having? I require proof. So it is possible to show spiritual disease. It is possible? Yes? How you will show? When I observe you, then I will understand if you are mentally upset. Then. Now recently, if you go to a doctor, within fraction of second, he will show you by X-ray. Not, he never see your all the details. He never ask anything. Here also, I can realize I am pure or impure soul. When I am on the bed, eyes are closed, dreams are telling what you are. When I am on the bed, eyes are closed, I am not looking, not listening, dreams are coming from where? So there is a one universal truth. When the soul is taking birth in this body, up to the last breath, any action I am doing with this instrument, each action is recorded. Otherwise, the whole world philosophy is telling, eat, drink and enjoy. We have seen tomorrow. But one thing is, you must know very well, when this soul is taking birth in this body, up to the last minute, second, up to the last breath, any action I am doing with this instrument, each action is recorded. So up to today, what type of action I have recorded? Dreams are telling. If five vices dreams are coming, I have done that type of action. First, they emerge in the form of dreams. Then they emerge in the form of thoughts. Then in the form of action. Thoughts are coming from where? Because when I came from my home, I came pure. From where this impurity came, negative thoughts came? It is my own action. That's why it is said, for each action, there is a reaction. And there is no excuse of ignorance of law of action. Oh, I do not know. So Baba is giving knowledge. Child, see yourself. Who is I am? Realize. When I came on this earth, how I came. And now I have to go back. How I have to go back? In the middle, what I have recorded? If anything is there, that I have to clean. So he is called, who is he? Who is a physician? Who is a doctor? One who cures the physical disease. Who is he? He is a purifier. He said, I am the liberator. So how he is purifying? Whom he is purifying? Not the body. So it is said, realize who is I am? I am a soul. What is soul? Once again, when I say I am a body, yes, I am having two hands. So what I have to do with this right hand? What I have to do with this left hand? What to eat and what not to eat? How to talk? Everything is explained. Physical knowledge is given. So now, spiritual knowledge is necessary. So Baba is spiritual father. He is our father. He is our teacher. He is teaching. Start what you have to think. And what you should not think. If you think like this way, what will happen? And who is responsible for that? That freedom, that right is given to us. What you think, so shall you become. Thought is root cause for all the diseases, for all the happiness. So before creating thought, I must know. Now, when we are here, just to see yourself, what type of thoughts are coming. Something I have done in past thoughts are constantly emerging in the form of thoughts. Second, mind is creating new thoughts. Creative power is also there. So if something is coming from the past, it is past. I cannot do anything. So Baba is telling always, put full stop. It has happened. It is too late to realize. But how to put that full stop? Suppose when we are sitting here, some past sanskars, thoughts, they emerge. What will you do? You do not like it to think what we can do. Sometimes such situations are coming. That's why it is said, it is very easy to teach others. But it is very difficult to teach the self. We can tell others, you should not do this like this way. You should not think like this way. It is very easy to teach others. My own mind is creating some negative. Even I do not like it. But what to be done? Any solution? That's why it is said, do not control your mind. Do not suppress your mind. But what to be done? Do not control. Do not suppress. But what to be done? How to transfer? Instead of that, convince the mind. Do not suppress. Do not control. But what to be done? Convince. Child, you should not do like this way. This action is not good for your personality. We convince the children. So mind is naughty. So who will convince the mind? Anybody can reply? So heart, true heart, knowledgeful intellect is the heart of the soul, not this heart. Sometimes we say, I love you from my true heart. This heart is not loving, it's just pumping the blood. It is physical heart. And we are here in spiritual institution, where spiritual knowledge will be given, not physical. So spiritual heart is where, that is intellect, is the heart of the soul. So when we listen the spiritual knowledge, if I am fully active, alert, giving full attention, in other words, full concentration is there, then whatever I am listening, I understand. That's why it is said, listening, reading is not everything. We read many things. We listen many things. We collect plenty of information from the whole world. But here, always Baba is telling, please give attention. What is that attention? Now you are looking, your eyes are open. So what is that attention? So intellect must be there. Intellect is having understanding power. Even though we are sitting here, your eyes are open. Physically we are here, mentally we are here. But heart is connected somewhere else. So what we are listening is not understood. So after listening sometimes we say, I am not convinced. So listening also with full concentration. And that is what in this university it is taught. In the whole world universities it is taught. What is concentration? What is concentration? Focus of mind is concentration. It is incomplete definition. Only mind is used. Focus your mind. But in this spiritual university, the Almighty teacher is teaching. What is that concentration? What is that? Where mind and intellect must work together. Mind is listening, mind is reading, and intellect is understanding. So mind and intellect must work together. So there is concentration. So with this concentration, if you are listening the Murli, that is spiritual knowledge, and when we are in service field, we have to interact with many souls. Those are having different role. Those who are having different behavior, sanskar, their habits, their attitudes. How to work with them? So in advance, Baba is giving knowledge. Somewhere, mind will attract. Some desires will be there. mind is naughty. So who will convince that naughty mind? I, the knowledgeful, not only knowledge, spiritual knowledge. The word you have to use, knowledge is, plenty of knowledge is there. The spiritual knowledge, if I am having, I will convince my mind. Yes, when I see somebody, I should not think like this way. My father has taught me, child, you should not think like this way. It is her role. He is playing his role. I cannot change others' role. Only I am having power to adjust with others' role. Because I have to work with them. With spiritual knowledge, I got this understanding. Yes, I have to adjust. I have to face. I have to tolerate. Because I am having understanding power. All are having different role. All cannot have one type of role. And I cannot change others' role. So what I have to do? So if knowledge is there in my heart, knowledgeful intellect will convince the self. So we say, first, self-transformation. I am having right on my mind. So we say sometimes, my mind is disturbed. My mind is peaceless. It is my. Who is telling? I, that intellect, that is the heart. So who will convince my mind? Some others can convince? No, it is my mind. I have to convince my mind. How I will going to convince? As per my understanding, how much I have inculcated spiritual knowledge, how much I have understood spiritual knowledge, spiritually knowledgeful, then I will convince my mind. Is it? If knowledge is not there, spiritual knowledge is not there, I cannot convince. Even though sometimes I do not like it, I know I should not think like this way. I do not like my own thoughts. I am helpless sometimes. So what to be done? So who will convince? Because mind is more powerful. And the intellect is very dull. Because in the whole cycle, it is not taught to us. Use your intellect. Now, in this confluence age, Almighty Father, He is our teacher. He is teaching us. Use your intellect. Use your heart. So, when you are listening anything, spiritual knowledge, so we understand, yes, what Baba said me today. Here one more point is coming. We listen many things. Early in the morning, we read, we listen, we note down Murli points. But what happens whole day? We forget. We cannot remember. So what to be done? What is solution? Yes, I have listened early in the morning Murli point. I have taken notes also. But while working whole day, notebook is somewhere else and I am somewhere else. While working, when the situations are coming before me, I do not remember. So what to be done? Any solution? But I do not know. I forget. How to increase that memory power? I have taken the notes, but it is somewhere else. It is not along with me. But when situation is coming, at that time, who will teach me? How you will remember Murli point? Any solution? Sister knows. That's what I'm telling. Because many times it is explained. Because it is said, healthy mind in healthy body. 3 times in a day, we take care of this body. Healthy body. But weak mind. If you want to make your mind healthy, what to be done? 3 times in a day, feed yourself. There must be a balance. Healthy mind, healthy body. So how to feed? How to eat? The positive thoughts is a food for the mind. Very simple. Without any extra time. While listening the Murli point, take one Murli point as per your choice. Note down. Keep in your pocket. Knowledge must be available. It is not just to store somewhere else. It is a wealth. Do not store it. It must be available. Keep along with you. So after completing the Murli class, we go for breakfast. And we are having 2 hands. This hand is feeding to this body. This hand, pick up what Baba said. Read, it is a food for the mind. Physical and mental service do the same time. Afternoon, once again, we take care of body. So there is no need to search here and there. Knowledge is available. Just feed. Once again, in the night, we take dinner. So when dinner is coming, this hand is not going. This hand is going. So this hand, pick up. And what Baba said, only one point is sufficient. Eat less, digest more. Only one Murli point each day. Minimum 3 times in a day, feed yourself. 3 times in a day, we feed this body. So there must be a balance. Healthy mind, healthy body. Otherwise, healthy body, and weak mind. So when we come in relation with others, past habits, sanskars, they emerge. They come in the form of thoughts. When you sit in meditation, when you are walking, thoughts are past, thoughts will emerge. But we are having medicine to treat that. Thoughts will come as per my past actions. That is, sanskars will emerge in the form of thoughts. But early in the morning, I have taken the medicine, I am having it. It is available. I will treat the mind. Mind, Baba said today, he is doing wrong. It is his role. Let him play. I cannot stop him. I will convince what my teacher, my father has taught me. Child, you keep quiet. I will take care of you. I am responsible for you. If you listen my version, if you do not listen me, if you are doing anything, you are responsible for your action. If you listen me, if something goes wrong, I am responsible. So this way, we say sometimes, when thoughts are coming, give full stop. How to give full stop? How to stop that mind? It is not physical just to put a full stop. It is subtle. So who will convince the mind? The spiritual knowledge is important. And that knowledge must be emerged. Available. But we have taken the notes. We know many things. But it is not emerged. Whenever the situations are coming, we cannot apply. But afterwards we realize, oh yes, I know it. But it is too late. So always, if you keep one Murli point in your pocket, when you sometimes in the whole day, mind will go here and there, mind will attract, mind will come under others' influence. Apply, convince yourself, and overcome. Achieve victory over past habits. That is, Baba said today, achieve victory over Maya. Maya is what? It is my own thoughts. It is my own sanskars. They emerge in the form of thoughts. So if I am doing like this way, the mind is clean. I have understood my own power. It is a thought power. How to maintain that thought power? Always positive. If something goes wrong, I have to treat. I have to convince myself. This understanding is important. That is what Baba is telling. Rule on self, not on others. Rule on your mind. It is very subtle. Observe yourself. That is what Brahma Baba used to do it. Initially, if you listen Baba's history, the king and the minister, intellect is a king and minister is mind. Mind is arguing always. Intellect is a judge. intellect, the king will give decision, convince the mind. Do not ignore, do not suppress, do not control, but convince. That is what Baba has done. He has achieved victory over the mind. So always Baba is telling, write a chart, check yourself, see yourself, what my mind is doing. When I see, I have to see. I cannot run away. I have to stay in family. I have to work with others. I have to come in relation with others. So what I have to do? Do not convince others. Convince yourself. I am having right on my mind. It is my mind we say. So this is what Baba has done initially. If mind is clean, so when we sit in meditation, mind and intellect will work together. So there is concentration will be there. Because who is polluting my intellect? Intellect is just like a mirror. Mirror is, when we have purchased the mirror, it was very clean. Who has made that mirror impure? Mind. If mind is thinking waste thoughts, negative thoughts, it will influence on my intellect. If I want to keep my intellect clean, I have to create positive thoughts. That is what I explained. So if I am taking care of my own mind, I will be safe. That is, I is intellect. So if it is clean, when you sit in meditation, mind and intellect will work together. There is unity. And this is called concentration. That concentration, if you apply in your action, in your study, in your worship, prayer, meditation, there you will achieve perfection. So concentration will bring perfection. In our action also, that is what Baba said today. When you meet with others, how we have to give knowledge lawfully, with softness. Yes? So how it will come? If my intellect is clean and mind is knowledgeful, knowledge is there. There is no negativity. Again and again I am convincing my own mind, clean mind. When these two powers will work together, so that concentration will be there. So if concentration is there, when we sit in meditation, we will connect with the Almighty. Because He said, I am the purifier. He said, I am the liberating you from Maya, from Ravan. For that we require His power. Just to sit and do conversation, churning knowledge, it is just maintaining the mind. We maintain our mind, that's all. So we must know, if you want to change our sanskars, there is a system. Even tape recorder you see, just if you play one button, the tape is playing. Play and recording. If you press two buttons at a time, you can erase. Is it? This technique is there. play and recording. The two buttons you have to press at a time. If you want to erase something, if you want to record something. So here also, mind is creating thought. Intellect cooperate. When these two powers work together, that action is recorded. If you want to erase, mind and intellect connect with the powerhouse. That's always Baba is telling, seed stage. When you sit in meditation, concentrate on me. So with my power, we can erase, we can burn, we can heal yourself, we can purify. Now one question will come, how to concentrate? We have to do something for that. Easily mind and intellect never work on Almighty. How to travel? How to connection? So we can charge all the powers. That is what Brahma Baba has done. When he was sitting in meditation, fully connected with the powerhouse, with that supreme power, we can burn, we can charge. How you will charge yourself? How we will going to connect with the powerhouse? Just you sit in meditation, your mind and intellect will travel. If you want to connect from here to your country, you are having mobile. Easily we can connect. So we require numbers. If you properly dial the number of your country, from here to your country you can connect. By wireless, by mobile. So if you want to connect with the Almighty, Supreme Father, how you connect? What are those numbers? You are soul, you are having mobile. Soul is a mobile. And if you want to connect with the supreme mobile, so how you connect? So we are here, you are having mobile. And if you want to connect your country mobile, so how you connect? What are those numbers? Zero number is not working nowadays. What is that number? Your voice, he must listen. Your thought must reach there. So what to be done? Easily it will go beyond the space. How it will go, your thoughts? Baba is telling, nobody is reaching to me. How to reach there? How to connect? If suppose this microphone is not there, I am speaking. You will listen? So how to connect? There are only very simple. Connect, bring your mind and intellect together. And connect with the Supreme Father. How? Whenever you sit in meditation, morning and in the evening, just to sit, talk to you. Ask yourself, who is asking to whom? Mind is asking to intellect. Who am I? Intellect is giving answer. Yes, I am so and so. What is my form? Intellect is giving answer. Yes, this is my form. Activate yourself. Third, what are my qualities? I am having seven qualities, one by one activate. Yes, these are my qualities. Fourth, what I am doing? Yes, I am driving this car. But now I am sitting in meditation. I should not use this car. So Baba is telling, realize yourself as a soul. Otherwise, when you sit in meditation, somebody is coming, we see here. No, stable intellect. So activate yourself. Who am I? Second, what is my form? What are my qualities? Fourth, what is my function? And fifth, from where I came? Intellect will give answer. A dialogue in between mind and intellect. When you connect with these two, then connect with from where I came, from incorporeal world. Who is there? My father. Who is he? What he is having? Go and ask. Intellect is giving answer. Oh, he is almighty. Which power he is having? One by one, compare. Oh, he is always pure. And I am the child of that father. I want to become like him. He is always peaceful. I am his child. I want to become like him. He is knowledgeful. He is giving knowledge. I have to follow him. What he is doing, same thing I must do. I have to give knowledge to others. So if you are like this way comparing yourself, so we are connecting with him. How long, how deep connection? So that the three words are used. One is line clear. So when you are traveling from here to there, there should not be interaction with other thoughts. So go on, ask, who am I? What is my form? So there is a line clear from here to incorporeal world. To connect that, so it's second line clear, connection clear. I have to connect with one father. Then last, third is relation clear. What relation I am having? He is my father, he is my teacher. So I build that relation, my father. What he is having? He is ocean of pure. I want to become like him. Do not ask, Baba, give me power. I am his child. Compare with him. What he is doing? Same thing I have to do. So if you are connecting one by one, he is having eight powers. Compare yourself. If 10 to 15 minutes if you are connected, so we are charging. Just like we are sitting here. The heavy sun is outside. But we don't get that sun rays. We are inside the hall. If we want the sun rays, what I have to do? I have to take this body outside. And if I stand outside, sun is available. Sun rays are falling on me. Within 5-10 minutes, you see, this sun is removing the dust of this body, starts sweating. The Supreme Son, Supreme Father, he is also giving powers. For whom? The soul and not the body. The soul is inside the body. Bring out. How to bring out? So it is, the word is used, activate and connect. Activate yourself. Who am I? Because each second I am is having physical awareness. Always you ask, each second I am is having physical awareness. I am so and so. At least when we are sitting to charge, so Baba is telling, activate yourself and connect with the Supreme Power. When we are sitting for meditation, during that period, if we are sitting in body conscious, we cannot connect with Him. We cannot charge. The result is, we cannot change our habits. We cannot change our deep-rooted sanskars. We know, we do not like it. But there is no power. Knowledge is not everything. Power is necessary. To change, that is what Brahma Baba has done it. Baba used to get up early in the morning. He used to sit in one posture. See, the old father, how he is sitting, very alert. Because he is having that worry, I have to purify. I have to achieve karmatit stage. I want to become perfect. So similarly, if, because Baba has realized what I was and what is now, right now, so realized. So now I also has to realize what I was and what is now I am. See in the mirror. Which mirror? Dreams are telling what you are. If negative dreams are coming, it is a spiritual disease.
Shri Pita ko ab yaad karo.
So it is clear, if you want to charge yourself, the three things are necessary. The line clear is necessary, from corporeal to incorporeal, from soul to supreme soul. Because he said, I am the purifier. And how to connect? So mind and intellect, there are two powers. First bring them together. How to bring? Ask, talk to you. Talk to yourself. Who am I? So intellect is giving answer. What is my form? Intellect will cooperate. What are my qualities? Go and ask. So keep your intellect busy. If you leave your intellect free, somebody is waiting to interfere. Some other past memories may activate. So do not allow your intellect free to activate past sanskars. That's why Baba is telling, use your mind and intellect as per your will and wish. If you are not using your own powers, they will work as per their own past habits. You use them. Do not leave 1 second free. If 1 second intellect is free, it will slip. So go on talk. From here to incorporeal, there must be a unity. Go on ask. And when you connect there, talk to him. So simple word Baba is telling, realize yourself as a soul and remember me. Who is he? What he is having? Talk to him. How deep connection you are having, how long connection you are having, so much we are charging, because connected with the power. 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, how deep, how long time. So we are charging. So with this, you see, Baba said, in this volcanic stage, in this seed stage, we can clean, we can purify. So that is what Baba said, and Baba is to do, Brahma Baba is to do. He said, go and sit alone and concentrate on me. Charge yourself. Then we can see, if you are doing regularly, you see the negative dreams used to come. Day by day, you see, they will disappear. So then I will have faith, yes, with this power I can clean myself. I can charge myself. And then clean intellect, whatever Baba is giving knowledge, you will remember. And we can apply on self. Otherwise, we read, we listen many things, but we cannot remember. So one system is necessary, once again. So take only 1 point from each day. 1 drop of positive thought is sufficient. Keep along with you. Do not leave here and there. It must be available. Minimum 3 times in a day, feed yourself. It is called healthy mind and healthy body. Minimum 3 times in a day, we take care of this body. Similarly, minimum 3 times in a day, take care of self. So there will be a balance. It is possible. Always we can keep 1 Murli point. Anytime somebody will ask you, what Baba said? Yes, Baba said many things. What? Always it must be emerge to donate, to serve. Yes? Otherwise we know it is kept somewhere else. No, always then it is called we are soul conscious. Soul, all soul is positive. The positive awareness is there. The positive knowledge is positive, you will remember. If we are having awareness of the body, negative awareness is there. Negative memories, past memories, body, bodily thoughts, they will emerge. That is called body conscious. It is called soul conscious. So what Baba has done to achieve perfection, karmatit, clean yourself, clean the negative sanskars, which we have charged from copper age, when we came in body conscious. The sanskars are five vices. Proof. What is the proof that spiritual disease is there? Dreams are telling. When we can say, minimum at least 1 month, not a single negative dream is emerging, then we can say, yes, I am a pure soul. A karmatit stage is there. A karmatit soul. Pure soul. For everything there must be a measurement, no? How you say, this pure milk and this milk is having water. How you? There is a thermometer. We can measure. This is not pure, this is pure. Here also, how we can say I am pure? Karmatit. I have cleaned my accounts. The system technique is necessary. That's why it is said a systematic effort. Otherwise, we are doing effort. The system, it is very unique and different. That's why the spiritual father, he came and he is teaching. Realize yourself as a soul. How to realize? System is necessary. What my mind is doing, what is my role, what is my heart, what is my intellect is doing, what type of sanskar I am having, what type of sanskar I brought when I came from Paramdham. Now tomorrow I have to go back. What I have to carry along with me? If I am having 1% of anger, I will get gate pass to heaven? Possible? Even 1%, you can say very minor. So I will get gate pass. I will get visa to go to Paramdham. So Baba said, achieve perfection. Follow Father. What he has done? To achieve karmatit stage. And it's not difficult. Where there is a will, there is a way. And Baba is teaching the system. If I am having desire to reach my destination, aim is fixed. As per that my goal, aim, I will do. I will pick up my steps. So he is guiding. Child, you have to do like this way. Keep knowledge is medicine along with you always. It is okay? That means what effort you have to do to achieve karmati stage. Now, if you have any questions, if anything is not clear, you can ask. Anybody want to ask anything? Translation is necessary. It is clear? Mother, it is okay? Clear? Convince? Sister, it is okay? All the questions are already solved. There is no question. Because what happens, sometimes we say just, do meditation. What is meditation? When we sit, start dozing. Free mind, free intellect. We cannot concentrate. Proper technique is important. How to apply our own powers. Feel meditation we can do? So how? So now, okay, it is a very good suggestion. So just white light will be there. Do not, because some eyes will going to close. Be alert. Do not take support. Because support is there, then start. Because afternoon, heavy time. Just you see Baba here and talk to you. I have to give commentary. Now, commentary we know it, already given. Now you start your tape recorder. Just, I will repeat once again. Just you sit, talk to you. Slowly ask yourself, who am I? Wait. Intellect will give answer. Second, if I am so and so, ask, what is my form? We know it. Use the knowledge. Yes, this is my form. Third, ask, what are my qualities? There are 7 qualities. One by one activates. Yes, when I born, when I came, I born pure. How I am is today. I want to become pure. For that, I have to do something. So when I came, how I came? Pure, peaceful. So one by one, you activate. After that, fifth, from where I came? From above. What is above? Oh, there is subtle world. Who is here? Yes, Bab Dada is here, pure, spiritual angel is here. See, I want to become Bab Dada, Bab Saman. So what he has done to achieve that perfect stage? Oh yes, Bab Dada used to remember Supreme Father. Where is he? Yes, he is in Paramdham. What he is having? He is having 8 powers. He is always pure. I want to become like him. Compare yourself. Okay? 5 minutes, do it.